Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by M-Prize Bank, your partner in possible.
Mike Matheny, Cal Eldred, you got to go. Let's hear it from KCSC really quick.
From the beginning, we knew right away that we wanted to do strength conditioning and a throwing program for the baseball and softball community. It wasn't something we were trying to back into or all of a sudden learn. We knew we were really good at these coaching these skills from the get-go. And the fact that we're in the same business and the employees are all on the same page, you know, we can write a program based off of what a kid needs, not just getting him stronger or faster from a general sense. It's what does this kid need? On the pitching end, we can say, hey, this kid needs such and such. He needs to do this or that better. A lot of times it turns out it's not something that needs to be fixed in the baseball cage or on the throwing mound. It actually needs to be fixed in the weight room.
All right. And the, like I said, in the wise words of one Rex Hudler, you got to go. That is four, count them, four firings that have already happened. The season's been over for three freaking hours and they've already fired four people. Dayton Moore, gone. Jason Simon-Tachi, gone. Cal Eldred, gone. Mike Matheny, gone. Joshua, I cannot imagine this is the end of the heads rolling and Seth's French Revolution that is happening in the Royals front office.
I've got to think that this isn't the end, but it's definitely the biggest ones, I would arguably say. I don't think that anybody would like Zumwalt and Saylor and Tosar and Darine. Or even, I don't know about Gibson at this point. He's only had a year, but it was a really bad year, so who knows? But they were by far the most obvious candidates. They actually did it, which is the most surprising part of me. I figured Eldred did nothing to keep his job. Matheny, who knows? Who knows what was going on behind it? But we talked about, it seems like it was the writing was on the wall. Matheny was going to be gone, and it's very good and hopeful, and this is what I keep saying. All these firings and all these personnel decisions, it's just a hopeful thing that's going to make me drink the Kool-Aid next year, too.
We talked about accountability all summer. Freaking yep. Dayton Moore talked about accountability yep. all summer, and we had none of it. There was no accountability. There weren't even signs of accountability anywhere in this organization until right now, until Dayton Moore's mm-hmm. firing and then right now. This is the first sign of accountability. And again, I said earlier tonight when we were recording the podcast, it'll be out tomorrow. John Sherman's got to spend money this offseason. You can't seriously go about this offseason and not spend some money to bring in a free agent, some coordinators, some coaches, extend some players. The money needs to be on the table. At the end of the day, this is about the Jimmies and the Joes, and you've got nothing. You've got no Joes in the pitching staff. You got some Jimmies in the offense, but you got no Joes in the pitching staff. You got to put some players on the field that are ready to win ASAP. And I think what this signals to us now is we're serious. We are going to fix this. We've identified the problem. We are sorry about the problem. The problem is gone. Now it's about fixing the problem. Hiring a new coach doesn't cut it. Hiring a new manager doesn't cut it. You have got to go put other pieces in play. Otherwise, you fired the GM who brought you a World Series for nothing. You fired a manager who has been here for 3 years with basically the same players on his team for nothing. You fired a pitching coach who is probably more representative of organizational philosophies for nothing. This is just the beginning, in my opinion. And if it's not just the beginning, then this is all for show. This is all, please don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. We are just, you know, throwing heads underneath the guillotine to distract from what we're doing over here. But if you don't make those changes, this is all for naught.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the way you said that it's time to go thing resonated with me, because I think in the last three seasons, I've said that about the Carlos Santana and the Mike Minor signing. I've said that about Zach Greinke signings. I've said that about calling up the young guys. There's just been so many things that have signaled to me, quote unquote, that it's time to go. And now it seems like now it's like full stop to me. That's what I'm hearing. Like, we got to figure this out. Clearly this is not working, and it's not. And it's absolutely obvious that it's not. And that is, like you said, kind of an indicator to me that it is time. It is time. The seriousness is up the notch. This is no longer, don't look over here. We're just, you know, just clutching our Bibles and doing our prayer circles and being great people. It's not about that anymore. It's about winning baseball games, and it's about going the right direction, or at least attempting to overhaul this clearly broken system.
One thing that I keep coming back to is the idea that JJ Piccolo is somehow not different than Dayton Moore, that he's just Dayton Moore's right-hand man. He's going to do everything the same as Dayton Moore. Bullshit. It took him 3 hours to fire Dayton Moore's hand-selected manager and pitching coach. The only reason – I will tell you this, and I don't know if I should repeat this, but here it is. One thing that I'm confident in is part of the reason that Dayton Moore's no longer here is his unwillingness to fire Matheny and Eldred earlier. I really believe that. I really believe, based on everything we know, that Dayton Moore might still be here if he was willing to move on. And he wasn't. He was not willing to move on from his mistakes. Well, his mistakes are gone now. JJ Piccolo has laid it on the line. This was a mistake. And I think it signals a pretty clear indicator that there was disagreement in the front office. Mm. I can't imagine that JJ Piccolo is firing Matheny and Eldred already if he was on board with anything Dayton Moore was doing. There's no way that, dude, it's been 3 hours. Like, this is like,
he had 2 weeks. I mean, he did a really lot of evaluation. That's why they fired Dayton Moore early, so they can get a good evaluation, right?
But under Dayton Moore, this would have happened Monday, Sunday afternoon, when there's no media coverage.
Yeah,
they waited 3 hours. They couldn't have even waited until tomorrow at noon. Uh-uh. They didn't even get the press. At least Dayton Moore got a press conference.
Yes, he did.
Press conference. They're,
they dude, got a weird got, statement on Twitter.
And like, it was funny. You saw the Ed Orgeron interview, right?
Yes.
So anybody who hasn't seen it, they asked Ed Orgeron. They asked him about being fired with a year left on his contract, and they said, "Coach, you got $7 million left on your contract. We're going to give it to you." And he said, "What door you want me out of, and when you want me out, brother?"
did Coach O, was he the one firing Coach O there in that impression?
Yeah, because they were asking Coach O. It was Coach O who had to give the answer. I mean, I go Tigers. So,
go Tigers.
But anyway, I mean, it's like at some point you have to identify that it's not working. There are universities paying people to go away who they think are the problem. I don't know anything about LSU football, but they said Ed Orgeron's part of the problem. Here's $7 million, Ed. Hit the road. He's like, okay. Yeah. Mike Matheny and Cal Eldred clearly were not doing anything to make it work. They sent him down the road, but Dayton Moore wouldn't do it. JJ, they could have easily waited until tomorrow at noon, released a press release. "Hey, this is what's going on. We're sorry, blah, 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 blah." It was great to have him. 9 o'clock? It's nine. Dude, it's 10 o'clock. They just announced it at 9:45. This is, to me, like, as much as I don't want to make this about the French Revolution, but what Seth's whole point was with the memes is this is like, this has to happen. Like, this has to happen now. JJ Piccolo is rolling heads. Like, this is clearly about the product on the field not producing and about a regime that had nothing to do with him. And he put him as French Revolution. He gets in charge. First thing they did, put Robespierre on the chopping block. Said, you're next. You caused this. You created it. you're going with them same way. So I don't know, man. This is nuts.
To your point about not being willing to fire Eldren and Matheny, part of me also wants to go back to when they made the decision to exercise Matheny's option for next year. Maybe that was also deemed like this clearly, I mean, maybe we can talk about it, but and now's the time we have to decide on picking up that option. But I feel like they could absolutely still negotiate that extra year if they think it's working, and maybe it gets a little more expensive, but not that much more expensive, not as much as you're wasting money on paying Matheny next year to not hire, not manage this team. So it kind of makes me wonder if that kind of started even sooner than before you were kind of talking about there.
Loyalty is a honorable thing, but when part of the ship is sinking and you won't let it go, you go down with the ship. That is the way these things work. And if Dayton Moore was a part of extending him and picking up that option, and Dayton wouldn't fire Matheny because Matheny wouldn't fire Eldred, they were loyal each other to the very end. And if that's the case, if that's what was going on here, good on them. Be friends for life because of it. But you're going to be friends for life outside the Royals organization at this point. So with Dayton, Dayton Moore was my hero, man. I absolutely loved that dude up until the end when he started to get real pissy, acting like a teenage girl about everything. He was my hero. With Matheny and Eldred, we have no evidence of them doing anything good for this organization. So I think it makes sense to move on now and early, by the way. Get it out of the way. Let everybody know that change is coming. The players walking out of the clubhouse tonight, when they get back to Kauffman Stadium, they get their stuff when they're leaving, ought to have a little bit of a sense of urgency about them. It was October 5th. You better have a sense of urgency, because John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo have made it very clear that we're not putting up with mediocrity anymore.
There's the at least a couple dudes on that roster that are probably sweating a little bit more profusely than when they got off that plane, for sure.
I would hate to be Mike Matheny's hunting buddy right now.
Yep.
Well, we've got a freaking hour and a half long podcast that'll be out tomorrow. Tucker has got a ton of work in front of him because of me on accident. I booked a mega podcast and then couldn't get it under reins and under grips in a decent amount of time. So I apologize to Tucker. I apologize to you guys who have to listen to it. Mike Matheny, Cal Eldred are gone. This is after Dayton Moore has been fired. Jason Simon-Tachi has been fired. I imagine Paul Gibson, the director of pitching development, could be on the chopping block, although J.J. Piccolo has pointed him out individually as someone who is doing a good job. So we'll see where we go from here. I imagine the moves are not done. It is going to be, I'll quote Deadpool, this shit's going to have nuts in it this offseason because there are more moves coming and the Royals are going to look very differently this time next year. So thanks for listening. The podcast will be out tomorrow where we talk about in depth what's going to happen in the offseason, what happened this past season. Make sure you give it a listen. Thanks for stopping by. Good night, Canada.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.